got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, you heard the news earlier today. Oregon State getting a $3 million gift, an endowment for the men's and women's basketball programs. This is big news in conjunction with the announcement that the Pac-12 is adding Gonzaga University. Joining us now is the guy behind that gift, Joth Rickey, who is most recently the CEO of Dutch Bros, and the executive chairman of Burgerville. Joth, big news, man. First, can we talk a little bit about Gonzaga before we get into the gift? Like, you know, what was your reaction as a basketball guy to hearing Gonzaga to the Pac-12?
Well, I think it's thank you, John, and I think that it's fabulous news. I think the Pac-12 building the basketball strategy that really promotes the sport and also, you know, gives us some really great firepower, I think, you know, for let's see what they do with that with some additional additions to the Pac-12. But I think it's great. I think Gonzaga and Mark Few have done an amazing job over the last 30 years and built something really special in Spokane. And so I think it's going to be fantastic to be able to have them in the conference and look forward to competing against them and hopefully elevating. I think they have an opportunity to kind of elevate everybody else around them with what they bring. So very excited.
You and I have known each other a while and, you know, have chatted a lot about basketball. Maybe we can help our audience understand your love of basketball. Where does that come from and, you know, how deep does it run?
You know, my love of basketball goes way back, and I'm a Corvallis native, and remember the days of Ralph Miller and Aki Hill going way back to both men's and women's programs, and I think the impact that the Orange Express had on me as a kid in Corvallis and those, you know, those great times of the late 70s and early 80s with people like Steve Johnson and Mark Radford and Ray Bloom and kind of what they did, I think it just inspired me on another level about the sport, and I just became to love the sport. I ultimately wanted to be a teacher and a coach and really, you know, hopefully was someday I was going to get to coach on Saturdays. But instead, I chose the business route, but it never lost my love of the sport and what I think the sport does for so many people, you know, not only in the state, but around the country and really around the world.
Yeah, and I think basketball right now, college basketball, you know, we've watched football kind of hit a ceiling with what kind of value they can find for it with media rights deals and other things. And there's still some growth in college basketball, and it's neat to see the Pac-12 and Oregon State, your school, you know, part of a conference that looks like with Boise State and Colorado State and San Diego State, now Gonzaga. I mean, that's a really good basketball conference, and there may be more additions coming. So that's a lot of fun to talk about.
Oh, I think that it's really exciting. You know, I think that building something, when you look at some of the recent history of the programs that have come into the Pac-12, and you take a San Diego State who has a recent Final Four bid, and you know that Gonzaga is knocking on the door every year to do that, and then some of the history that's built in with some of the other programs, I think you've got, you know, great recent additions, even with what Washington State and Colorado State have done. So so I think the appetite maybe to bring other, you know, high-quality programs in, we'll see what happens. But it certainly gives us a basis to build a very strong, you know, West Coast presence and something that can compete on a national level, I think, with no problem.
Joth Rickey is our guest, formerly the CEO of Dutch Bros, now the chairman of Burgerville. $3 million gift. That's a lot of money. I have to know, what moved you?
Well, you know, I think that what moved me is I wanted to do something. You know, I've you know, publicly had a lot of success in business, and I think that my family and I, you know, always want to make sure that we're giving back and we're supporting things that we believe in and that we love. And one of my passions has been basketball. And so, you know, after meeting and getting to know Wayne Tinkle for quite a few years and the way that he represents, you know, our university and our community and kind of what he stands for. And then recently with Scott Ruick and not just the recent success that he's had, but to understand Scott is to understand the career that he's had and where he's come from and the values that he represents for Corvallis and for the university and for the sport of women's basketball. It was important for us to support both programs. So, this endowment actually is split 50% to women's basketball and 50% to men's basketball. And I think it was an important, statement to make that, you know, our family, you know, believes in the quality and the opportunity for both sports and both programs. And we're excited to get to be a part of it and hopefully help shape a future that's very exciting.
Help me understand, you know, endowment versus, you know, maybe we've seen other boosters across the country who just say, hey, I'm giving NIL money. This seems more rooted in having a long burn and a long support of the both programs.
Yeah, what we love about endowments, John, is that an endowment is a gift in perpetuity. So it's giving every year to both programs, and NIL money is a point in time to manage, you know, what's happening in the world of college athletics these days. But I think, you know, one of the things we have to remember for all of us that are around universities or are fans of these universities is that it takes more than just bringing a player in to win. You have to have the support systems. You have to have the training systems. You have to have the analytics now, and really the support that it takes to build a really good program. And so endowments really allow for that to happen, and they can be built upon too. I think that it allows for other people to participate, you know, at whatever level they want to participate. We encourage, especially in this state of college athletics, it's going to take a lot of support to be competitive in the new world than maybe it's been in the past.
I know that you watched, you know, the women's program have a bunch of defections at the end of last season, and it was really disappointing to see, you know, the Oregon State, you know, trying to hold a family together essentially, and you know, a lot of kids doing what's best for themselves. Similarly, I think on the men's side, there have been some struggles. Have you had conversations with Scott Ruick and Wayne Tinkle directly about, you know, the support and buying in?
I have. I've had an opportunity to share the news with both of them and spend time with each of them and talk about kind of the current state of the world. I think it's a hard time for people who have been in the business for a long time to have to adapt to what's happening in this new world and what's happening with kids and what's happening with NIL. And I think that, what I like about Scott and Wayne is that, you know, both their attitudes about how they approach it, how they prepare, how they attract, student athletes to both of those programs, you know, is something that I think is legacy building for both sides of the men's and the women's programs. And, you know, and those are people and the type of quality of things that, you know, that myself and my family, want to get behind and help support them. And, you know, it's certainly been challenging. I mean, both of them have had, I think, a challenging 6 months with the news of the Pac-12 and the departure of student athletes. But I think the way that their approach to rebuilding and their approach to how they're, you know, they're talking about Oregon State and they're talking about opportunity. And I think even this news today gives them, you know, another notch in the belt, let's say, to help build and grow and be competitive, and also develop, great student athletes and people for our future.
I think, you know, it was just a month or two ago that I was in with the president at Oregon State, Jathy Murthy, and I think you were on her calendar later that day. You might have come in like 20 minutes after me. You know, a lot of people leave their schools and they never look back. You know, what is it about Oregon State and your bond with Corvallis that makes you want to get involved?
Well, you know, Oregon State shaped me who I am as a person. I mean, having grown up in Corvallis, I grew up on that campus. My parents went to Oregon State. My grandfather was a Beaver. And it's something that always been part of our lives. And I think that I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for Oregon State. So for me, it's about, you know, being able to give back to that place that did some special things for me along the way. And it means a lot to me. It means a lot to see that school and our basketball programs be successful, be of high quality, and be the things that I continue to want to see, you know, in my own businesses. I want to be able to support things that gave to me. I want to be able to give back to them, and hopefully they can continue to thrive and do well. So it's really just a love for the university. It's a love for that campus, and it's a love for being around there. And I've been involved, you know, with the university now for, you know, almost 20 years, going back to some work I did with the Alumni Association. And I, it's something that I've, you know, that I've said I've always will give back to, in whatever capacity they need that, to help improve and grow and build the strategy of the university.
Now, the culture at Dutch Bros when you're there, phenomenal, right? Anybody who went through those little kiosks saw the kids, and nobody's having more fun than them. And it was, it's a bright part of your day. It's more than just coffee. You're doing the same thing with Burger Bowl now. But you have a sports background, so help the rest of us out. Like, we often talk about businesses as teams and the philosophy of coaching. How much do you fashion yourself a coach when you're CEO or you are, you know, in a position as an executive chairman?
No, I think it's, I think they're very similar. I think that, you know, I've said for a long time that my companies are my classroom. And I would say the same with the sports metaphor that my, you know, my companies that I'm the coach and they're the team. And I think that there are so many similarities to leadership and leadership qualities. And you know, I've really done a lot of things that I've done in business after John Wooden and a lot of his principles of leadership and his pyramid of success, and really done a lot of work around that to take that into my leadership model. And one of Coach Wooden's, you know, great quotes was that the players play the game and the coach doesn't. And for me, one of my philosophies was, you know, it's been as a CEO is that, you know, my teams run the business and my job is to put them in the best position to be successful and help them understand that they're a team, and they build together, they work together, they grow together. And, you know, so the similar thing that would happen on the court, I like to say that those similar things happen in companies, and it's been a, you know, successful philosophy that, you know, I've been able to implement over the years.
Do you get good seats with a $3 million endowment? Where are you sitting? Or you probably already have seats, you know, like this is just probably in addition to.
Well, I think that I will enjoy, you know, I enjoy basketball games from whatever view I can get inside of a building. I have been known to you know, I went to a Kentucky Michigan State game in the Georgia Dome one year, and I sat up in the third deck and, you know, sat in the cheap seats and just enjoyed the game. So I love being in the arena. I love being part of the sport. I love watching the dynamics of the sport. And so I don't really care what seat I have as long as I'm in the building.
And you'll get to see Gonzaga in 2026 and beyond. So,
so exciting.
Should be
so
fun.
Exciting.
All right.
So, yeah.
Josh,
yeah.
Ricky, thank you. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, John. And really just last thing is just to, you know, I think to your audience that it is a new day for, you know, for athletics, and it's a new day for the sports that we all love. And I think it's important for all of us to know that we play a role in stepping up and helping and building those things that we love to see on Saturdays and Sundays or Tuesday nights or Thursday nights. We all got to play a role in helping to make those things happen. So, so let's go enjoy the sport and love what's got us to this place, and let's go make it great for the future.
Well put. Leave it here. You got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide.